知行英语。Listen and share.
The Cemetery Mimic.墓地模仿者。There's a defiled cemetery in the outskirts of Quidette Juarez, Mexico. The city I was born in. People who can't afford to pay funerary services often bury their loved ones here. In Mexico, there's no such thing as medical aid for low-income workers. People that come from out of town are not used to the ever-changing weather, and as consequence,Many children die in the winter and end up buried in the old defiled cemetery. When I was about 10 years old, four older friends and I decided to check it out. We walked for hours, and when we finally arrived, it was almost dark. We started walking around, and nothing seemed out of place. The air was getting very heavy.And we heard a strange noise from an old, rotted tree. As we got near it, the tree started shaking. We all got really scared and ran. Later on, we found out that it was one of our friends playing a prank on us. We were laughing when suddenly the old gravekeeper showed up. He said, Boys, I know you are all just here to have fun and fool around.But please understand that horrible things happen here. I live in that house over there, about 100 feet from the cemetery. And every night that those high school punks come and drink and make their mess, weird things begin to happen.
我出生在墨西哥的 Quidette Juarez， 这儿郊区有一个破败的公墓，那些付不起葬礼费用的人经常就把他们故去的亲朋埋在这里。在墨西哥没有什么对低收入者的医疗援助服务，而外地来的人通常都不太习惯于这里变化无常的天气，所以冬天有很多孩子生病死了以后就被埋在这个破败的旧公墓。我10岁那年，四个比我大几岁的朋友和我决定去那个公墓瞧瞧。我们走了几个小时，到那的时候天都已经黑了。我们在公墓里到处逛逛，也没有看到什么不对劲的东西。气氛越来越凝重，这时我们听见从一棵老枯树的方向传来了一种奇怪的声音。当我们走进那棵树时，树开始晃起来，我们都吓坏了，拔腿就跑。后来我们才发现，原来那只是我们同去的一个朋友在和我们开玩笑呢。我们大笑不止，突然守墓的老头出现在我们面前。他说，
孩子们，我知道你们在这儿是来寻开心的，来胡闹的，但是你们要知道会有很可怕的事情发生的。我住在那边的屋子里，离公墓大概100英尺。每天晚上都会有高中的小混混来这儿喝酒，把这弄得一塌糊涂。这个时候就会有怪事情发生了。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
There's a defiled cemetery in the outskirts of Quidette Juarez, Mexico. The city I was born in.
我出生在墨西哥的 Quidette Juarez. 这儿郊区有一个破败的公墓。
People who can't afford to pay funerary services often bury their loved ones here.
那些付不起葬礼费用的人经常就把他们故去的亲朋埋在这里。
In Mexico, There is no such thing as medical aid for low-income workers.
在墨西哥，没有什么对低收入者的医疗援助服务。
People that come from out of town are not used to the ever-changing weather.
而外地来的人通常都不太习惯于这里变化无常的天气。
And as consequence, many children die in the winter and end up buried in the old defiled cemetery.
所以，冬天有很多孩子生病死了以后，就被埋在这个破败的旧公墓。
When I was about 10 years old, four older friends and I decided to check it out.
我十岁那年，四个比我大几岁的朋友和我决定去那个公墓瞧瞧。
We walked for hours, and when we finally arrived, it was almost dark.
我们走了几个小时，到那的时候天都已经黑了。
We started walking around, and nothing seemed out of place.
我们在公墓里到处逛逛，也没有看到什么不对劲的东西。
The air was getting very heavy, and we heard a strange noise from an old, rotted tree.
气氛越来越凝重，这时我们听见从一棵老枯树的方向传来了一种奇怪的声音。
As we got near it, the tree started shaking.
当我们走进那棵树时，树开始晃起来。
We all got really scared and ran.
我们都吓坏了，拔腿就跑。
Later on, we found out that it was one of our friends playing a prank on us.
后来我们才发现，原来那只是我们同去的一个朋友在和我们开玩笑呢。
We were laughing when suddenly the old gravekeeper showed up.
我们大笑不止，突然守墓的老头出现在我们面前。
He said, Boys, I know you are all just here to have fun and fool around. But please understand that horrible things happen here.
他说，孩子们，我知道你们在这儿是来寻开心的，来胡闹的，但是你没有知道会有很可怕的事情发生的。
I live in that house over there, about 100 feet from the cemetery.
我住在那边的屋子里，离公墓大概100英尺。
And every night that those high school punks come and drink and make their mess, weird thingsbegin happen.
每天晚上都会有高中的小混混来这儿喝酒，把这弄得一塌糊涂。这个时候就会有怪事情发生了。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
In the outskirts of Quidet Juarez,
Quidet Juarez 市的郊区。
Outskirt
一般以复数形式出现，意思是郊区，相当于 suburb。 同样 suburb 一般也用复数形式，例如
His family moved to the suburbs，
他们一家搬到郊区去了。我们要区分 consequence 和 subsequence， 两个词都有类似于后来、随后的意思，但是Consequence 强调一个逻辑上的发展结果，前后两件事有一定的因果关系，而 Subsequence 纯粹就是连接前后两件事情，只是表示一个时间上的发展，两件事情之间并不一定会有联系。
Out of place
不合适的、不恰当的、不正常的，相当于 out of ordinary。
Have fun
口语当中这两个词可以独立成句，意思是玩得开心，类似用 have 引导的句子还有其他的，比如 have a good day 和 have a good time， 都是日常生活中很常见的交流用语。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。